Hi, it's Karen Webster for payments.com, and I'm here today with Bob Solomon, who is CEO of Software Platform Consulting and formerly Senior Vice President at Ariba, who built and launched its buyer supplier network. Hi, Bob. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Okay. So you've been away from the day-to-day grind of slogging it out and trying to ignite B2B payments on the inside for a couple of years now, but I'd love to get your impressions on the space overall. What, if anything, has changed?
Not much in some ways. I mean, it is, I'm sure it's still a slog. I'm still very close to that community through my consulting and my board work. And when I talk to people, many of them say I could jump right back in and not see differences, which is a little bit appalling. I think that's not actually the case. There has certainly been a lot more. It may seem to those who are close to it every day quite incremental, but there's been a lot more adoption of some of what we considered cutting edge 4 or 5 years ago, you know, in dynamic discounting and supply chain finance, certainly, and in electronic payments. All of those, it's good when you're not in the slog day to day and you can step back, you can see the progress. When you're stuck in it day to day, it probably looks really incremental and hard fought. But so I think I think it has progressed more than people give it credit, but it's got a long way to go. It is a very tough business, as you know.
Well, I know that you've always been such a proponent of B2B payments and networks and ignition, and appreciated the complexity probably far before others did in this space. But I'd love to get your perspective on why it's so hard. So why is B2B payments so hard? Is there something in particular that causes so much friction?
Wow, there are lots of things that cause the friction. There's so much money at stake. and, you know, just the dollars involved are, you know, so gigantic, obvious, that scares everybody. You have lots of entrenched interests, obviously, in the form of the traditional banking and treasury community. You now add to that a regulatory environment, which I know is near and dear to your heart, Karen. Know your customer and OFAC and security. You add to it, the IT complexity, and then you add to it just the fact that it's hard enough within many of these companies themselves to get divisions or departments working together. And now you're talking about inherently enterprise processes, which are, you know, doubly difficult from intra-enterprise. So, you know, I'm trying to think of the only, and then you have tax and cross-border, and I'm trying to think of what you don't have that isn't, that doesn't make it difficult. Let me think. No, I guess maybe freshness is about the only thing.
Okay, well, this is painting a pretty grim picture of actually getting things off the ground. I mean, what has to change in order for the opportunity that I know we all believe is available to innovate the way businesses pay each other?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry that I painted such a bleak picture. The flip side of it is that once the processes get solved, there are lots of benefits. There's also, as you know, lots of stickiness, and there's lots of advantages to scale and network effects. So that's why people, I think, persist. I always felt like it was never going to be one silver bullet, and you had to really think about each process, each part of the procure-to-pay process pretty separately, and you had to knock off barriers one by one. So you have technological barriers, you have change management barriers, and you have legal barriers sometimes. And you're starting to see improvements in all of those areas so that it's easier to enable people to transact. It's easier to allow them to click through a less onerous and intimidating agreement. It's easier to explain to them what you're doing through online training and in context help. So I don't think there's any silver bullet, but certainly I think people are now looking at it much more from a user-based perspective than they were from a just purely technological and legal perspective. And way back when I was, deeply involved in it, it was, definitely not being looked at that way as a business process that needed to change and therefore needed a lot of sensitivity to how users are going to be impacted and their buy-in. And I think that's beginning to change.
Are there things that are happening on the retail payment side that, while not directly applicable to the business or the enterprise side of payments, are causing people within the enterprise payment space to look differently at the opportunity?
I think so. I'm not, as you know, an expert in the retail space, but I've learned from you and Market Platform Dynamics and David's book, Paying with Plastic. I've learned a ton from the retail and the credit card model about B2B. And I do think you start to learn, just a simple example, the learning about merchant acquisition is sort of the equivalent of supplier enablement and how you bring down the cost of that, raise the ease of that. That's just one example. So yeah, I think they're definitely, 90 million, retail enterprises, and you read about NFC and its struggles. You start to learn about the necessity of ease, of security, of user friendliness. So I think absolutely you can draw parallels. And the more innovation that you see on that side, the more the bright people can really, brighter than me, can interpret from that what they can apply to the B2B space. And I think that really does, you really do start to learn. So when you see Cabbage and you see peer-to-peer lending and you see some of the other legal structures, those, you start to think, how can I adapt that to a B2B world? So yes, I do think there is some bleed over from B2C.
Well, one of the things you didn't mention, but I think is also a little tricky in this space, is the business model and how B2B payments is actually monetized and ignited. And I think that's tricky, again, in any payments environment, but probably a little more complicated on the B2B side. What's your impression of the business model constraints that may exist today and what needs to change in order to have a business model underpinning enterprise payments that works?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that the business model is critical. And I think people are starting to realize where there's money to be made and where there are opportunities. And by that, I mean, I think you have to, you have to disaggregate the entire process of procure to pay. And in particularly, let's take the back end of that. You really have to think carefully about what each individual piece is worth. And I think some companies have gotten that very confused. So, for instance, eliminating paper transport has a certain value, and you have to be realistic about it. Facilitating a faster approval has a certain value, and you have to be realistic about it. Providing early payment in the form of a discount or supply chain finance has to be looked at very separately, and you have to be realistic about the interest rates. And I think a lot of people have tried, to sort of skim the top off, if you will, and it will never be a really big business until it is, appropriately priced and massively promoted. The flip side of it is, it is such a big business that people realize that at relatively thin basis point tight margins, you can still have quite nice businesses. But I think people have been, I don't blame them, reluctant to make that bet that they're going to make it up on volume for too long. And some who have tried really have burned through a lot of cash. So it's a pretty delicate balance, I think. But I think people are starting to figure it out. And bottom line, people are realizing that in particular, I think the I wouldn't call it a pot of gold, but the strongest area is in facilitating the earlier payment and settlement of what are relatively long payment cycles in B2B, especially in some parts of the world.
So just in wrapping up, we always talk about innovation and what's next in the payment spaces that we cover, and certainly in the B2B space, maybe there's a lot to think about when answering the question, what's next in B2B payments? But I love your perspective. So what do you think is next?
I think we are going to finally, although I've been saying this for 6 years, so you should take it with a grain of salt, I think we're going to finally see some of the mainstreaming, if you will, of the maybe the word supply chain finance is overused, and it describes many different things. But we're going to see payables become much more granular, much more standardized, much more easily financed than ever before. And I think we're going to see the right combination of technology, business process change, and funding models, so that this really finally will take off. That for me, I think, is the biggest change. You've got, obviously, there's still way too much paper, and that will continue to be eaten away, as, by the way, it has been. I think the percentage of checks in B2B has probably gone down from 80 to 55 since I've been looking at it, which doesn't sound like a lot, but is a lot, and it will only continue to accelerate. So as that happens, that lifts the foundation for the rest of the process.
Well, Bob, it was great to get your perspectives, and I look forward to having you join our conversation in New York in a couple of weeks on this very topic. Thanks so much for taking the time today.
I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to it.